You're listening to SBS News.
It's a Tuesday night at PJ O'Reilly's in Canberra, where patrons have turned this inner-city watering hole into a melting pot of multilingualism. A diverse crowd has gathered for their weekly meet-up at this traditional Irish pub to converse in foreign languages from around the world. Hong Konger Alex Chung says these nights are a chance to speak his native Cantonese with others and improve his English.
We don't really speak English in our daily lives, so going to language exchange really helps me. Like when I'm sharing with the people here, then I can practice more informal way of speaking, in a more casual way. So that's really helps me a lot.
It's part of an international trend of so-called language exchange meetups, seeing people join together to speak at least a dozen different languages. The casual setting, harnessing conversation and a dash of social lubricant to break down cultural and language barriers.
Some of my friends who think that they will face kind of a bit of racism or stereotype, but from my personal experience, not at all. It's more depend on how you communicate or interact with others, especially recently we were talking about the protests in Hong Kong. Lots of people, they have different ideas, and that's really fascinating and so inspiring for me.
Language exchanges are being held in cities around the world, from North and South America to Asia, Oceania and Europe. Participants organise meetups over the internet and then unite to improve their skills speaking foreign languages by talking with each other. How it works is people wear stickers representing flags of countries to demonstrate the languages they are proficient in and also want to learn. Alex Ascari's checkered shirt has three stickers on it, one from his native Iran and others from Germany and China.
I thought it would be, I know it's going to be useful, so I just came here to grab different sentences from different languages which I'm interested in. And learn as much as I can while I'm here and talking to different people.
According to the 2016 census, 21% of Australians speak a language other than English at home or have learned a second language for work. Language exchange host Grant Robinson says he sees expats from around the world come to the Canberra event.
If you want to learn a second language, it's a great place to meet either native speakers or otherwise other people that are learning the same language as you. It's also really good if English is your second language and you're new to Australia or Canberra and you just want to come here and improve your English.
26-year-old Chinese national Janine Du is now a regular at the weekly meetup.
I want to teach someone Chinese and also I want to learn some other languages. So I think it's a good way to communicate. Not even language, but also culture. Lots of people say my English is getting better and better since I came here. Yeah, and I see my friend's Chinese is getting better too, so I feel really proud.
One of those friends, 30-year-old Michael Byrne, is a Canberra native now trying his hand at Mandarin alongside a Master's in Diplomacy. He's also taken the chance to teach others using his local knowledge.
I'm coming somewhere like this and meeting friends from China or Taiwan or Hong Kong or Singapore. It's been really quite an enriching experience, and I haven't been too ambitious in sort of learning a lot of Mandarin slang, but I have been quite proactive in teaching some of my Chinese friends, for instance, some of the Australian slangs and different sorts of pronunciations and whatnot.
Tom Stainer, SBS News.